So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So, you remember how Disney used to make a bunch of money off the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I figure it's about time we try to recapture that magic.
Oh, we rebooting Pirates already?
Well, yeah, obviously we're going to be doing that extremely soon, but I was thinking we could make another movie based on another theme park ride.
Oh, even though we've tried that a couple of times and it's turned out horribly, that sounds like a great idea. So which ride should we do a movie about?
Jungle Cruise.
Oh, you just said the word hold on, I'm going to have to take a phone call. Okay, hello?
What's going on?
Yes, yeah, no, absolutely. You can be, the movie's yours. It always is, okay? So, yeah, congrats on the movie.
What was that about?
It's Dwayne Johnson. He's got eyes and ears everywhere, and at the mere mention of a jungle in the movie, he's all over it.
What? Why?
Nobody knows why, but he's very aggressive about it. He's gotta be in jungle movies.
Well, what about the Jungle Book? He wasn't in that.
Shh, no, he thinks he was.
What?
He thinks he was the voice of Baloo.
That was Bill Murray.
No, it wasn't. It was Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, it's not like he can sue you or anything, though.
No, but he'll raise an eyebrow at me, and I don't like how that makes me feel.
Okay, anyway, this movie takes place during World War I, right? And we're gonna meet this botanist lady named Lily.
Right.
And she wants to get these petals from this mythical South American tree, because she can then use those to save thousands of lives.
Okay.
And so along with her brother McGregor, they go to South America and hire this guy Frank to guide them.
So a scientist lady and her brother hire a guy to guide them towards a mythical thing. That sounds kind of like the Mummy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Mummy, except, hey, shut up. No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is its own thing.
I mean, other than the fact that it's also based on a ride like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, yeah, but that's the only way it's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, also in that one of the main characters is a captain and most of the movie takes place on water.
Gotcha.
And that there's a big wacky escape scene near the beginning where they get onto the boat and head out to the adventure.
Uh-huh.
And that there's an undead bad guy who wants revenge on the captain.
Right. Okay, sure.
And that said bad guy's been cursed along with his crew and they can't die.
Yeah, all right. That's pirates, all right.
And that this guy and his crew have been cursed for so long that they've kind of merged with their environment.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's just like Davy Jones's crew.
Well, see, they merged with ocean stuff. These guys are gonna merge with jungle stuff, so it is pretty different.
Is it?
But other than that, this has nothing in common with the Pirates movies. Nothing.
All right, man, I mean, all right, okay.
And also there's a twist where you find out that the fun captain guy is also cursed and undead.
Okay, kind of a lot of parallels.
Nope. So anyway, we're gonna meet this evil German prince guy, and he also wants to find this magical tree.
Why?
Evil purposes.
Oh no!
And so he goes and uncovers these cursed conquistadors who have like turned to stone in the jungle, and he releases them.
Oh, releasing cursed conquistadors is tight.
Okay, kind of weird that you already had an opinion on that.
Well?
So basically Lily and McGregor and this guy Frank have to go down this super dangerous river while being chased by an evil German guy and these evil pirates. Oh, dang it. No, not pirates.
So what kind of stuff are they gonna get up to?
Oh, Lily's gonna keep bringing out this film camera and filming stuff with it, making little films.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's gonna talk about how film has the power to capture real moments, you know, but also that it can't compare to the real thing, you know, the real rainforest.
Oh, that's a very nice sentiment. Just to be clear, though, this is all gonna be CGI on green screen, okay?
Oh, we can't get any shots of the real rainforest?
No, that's on fire.
Right, of course.
So what else happens?
Well, at a certain point, they're gonna get attacked by these cursed guys, right? And it's gonna get really intense, this big fight scene.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the main guy's face is gonna split open and snakes are gonna come out of his weird, decomposing dead skull.
Oh my God, that's extremely disturbing.
Well, sir, we gotta give children some nightmares or what are we even doing here?
That's a good point.
Wait, no, what? And there's this other guy that's made of bees and he's gonna get, like, shot in the face and it's not gonna do anything to him.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough to take that guy out.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, somebody hits him with a golf club, and so, you know, that does the trick. How come a club works, but a gun didn't?
Unclear.
So then in the middle of that fight, Frank is gonna get stabbed and fall from super high up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, but so later he's gonna be fine, and so Lily and McGregor are like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm cursed.
So what does that mean?
Well, it turns out his real name is Francisco, and he's about 400 years old, and he was part of that Spanish crew that got cursed.
Oh.
And so this curse says that they can never leave sight of the river, and so that's why Frank has been living in this little town.
A very intense curse. Oh, so do we need to get Dwayne Johnson to do a Spanish accent or something?
No, we'll just go with the idea that he learned perfect American English while only living by this river in South America.
And that nobody around the town noticed that the hugely muscular man never aged for several centuries.
Exactly.
That works for me.
So Frank actually trapped those other guys in the jungle, because even though they were close like brothers, they kind of went crazy and killed people, so he stood up to them.
Gotcha. So how does Lily react to finding out that Frank is actually a 400-year-old Spanish guy?
Well, she's like, let's break the curse, and then you could come back to London with me. And he's like, no, I'd rather die.
Oh, savage.
No, but it's like, it's kind of like in an endearing way, like he's lived so long, he's just like, eh, you know?
Oh, a very jellical motivation.
So later they're gonna find out where this tree's supposed to be, and Lily's gonna have to swim, only she doesn't know how to.
Oh boy.
And she's gonna get trapped underwater, so Frank's gonna keep exhaling into her mouth to stop her from drowning.
So part of the curse is that he exhales oxygen?
Sure, yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
And so then they're gonna find the magical tree, but so do all the bad guys, so there's gonna be this big, crazy fight.
Oh boy.
And so then Frank realizes that if he blocks off the access to the river, then he and the other cursed bad guys will turn to stone, and Lily will be able to escape with the petal.
Ah, he's gonna sacrifice himself.
Yeah, and the other guys are like, please don't do this. This is a fate worse than death. This is like torture for eternity. Please don't do this.
Oh my god.
But then Frank does it anyway, so he turns into a rock.
Dwayne Johnson does that, huh? That's kind of funny.
Why is that funny?
Because, you know, the whole wrestling name thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No. And so then Lily uses the magic petal to save Frank's life and bring him back from the curse.
Wasn't she going to use that for research and help save thousands of lives?
She was, yeah.
But instead she uses it to save a 400-year-old guy who kept talking about how much he doesn't want to be alive?
That's right.
That's okay. But don't worry, sir. After she saves them, another petal pops out, so she can do all that life-saving research anyway. She didn't know that was gonna happen, though.
But it's gonna.
Fair enough. So did they do the right thing and break the curse for the other guys, too?
No, he leaves them to a fate worse than death for all eternity.
I mean, they could at least break the curse so they can die.
Yeah, but no, instead he leaves them to a fate worse than death for all eternity.
Oh, very harsh.
Yeah, anyway, so then we get to see Dwayne Johnson wear a little top hat.
That is something I really want to see, now that you mention it.
Same here. And so then the movie is over. What do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a big, fun adventure movie, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like something that was made for the big screen.
Definitely. Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's gonna be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.